Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
On the line, we have a very talented porn star. He is one of the up-and-coming talents in the industry. In fact, he just won the 2010 AVN Award, or is it AVN, I think, for Best Male Newcomer. It is Mr. Dane Cross. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just pretty busy coming up against the end of the month here. Got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, so we've never really had a male porn star on the show, so we have a few questions to ask. Usually, anytime we've had a porn star on, they've been female. We talked to the mother daughter porn star team. Remember those guys? What are their names? I don't even remember.
Oh, that's something I'm wasn't aware of currently.
Oh, okay.
I know there's been a few that come through.
All right, we talked to somebody who did that.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not the only game in town.
But I guess the real question there, Dane, is let's just start with how many bitches have you banged before you got in the industry?
Oh God, that's actually not a very large number. I got in the industry when I was 24. I've been in for 5 years, so 22. Probably around like 20. Maybe 15.
All right. So, what was your sex life like before you got in the industry? Did you go out a lot and meet random chicks, or were you like the sort of guy that always had a girlfriend, or what was going on?
Oh no, I was kind of a loner growing up, and I didn't date really till my early 20s. So, I didn't get laid a lot. I was kind of a nerd, and and that kept me from like getting laid by girls or dating a lot.
So how old were you when you lost your virginity?
16.
Okay, and how old was the chick?
She was also I think she's like 15.
And is it somebody you went to high school with?
No, I met this girl offline.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you.
That was your first mistake, because you should have banged a chick that you met in high school, because then she would have told everybody how big your cock is.
I was really shy growing up.
About your giant penis. I assume you have a big penis. I guess we have to ask, how big is your penis?
It's a size. It's good size. It's 7 long and thick as a Red Bull can.
As a Red Bull can?
Yeah,
that's awesome, man.
Damn,
good for you, good for you. Now, but that's gotta be kind of hard to live with, right? A giant penis.
How long was it?
I think it's porno average. I mean, I'm not Ron Jeremy or anything like that, but I don't know.
But
I'm a small dude, so it works.
Well, the thickness wise, that's gotta be above average. A Red Bull can. Jason claims to be pretty thick. Are you as thick as a Red Bull can?
I'm as thick as a beer bottle. I actually have to bandage my penis against one of my legs, typically.
When you're about to engage in one of your lovely female co-stars, are you ever like, Red Bull gives you wings?
You know, that should be a slogan I use. I never thought of that. I wouldn't compare it to that. Never.
I'll give it to you for free. It's yours.
You can take that.
Thank you. I'll take it.
So you're 23 years old, and you are.
I was 23. Now I'm 27.
Yeah, I know. I'm going back in your history. I'm saying that you were.
Are you going back?
You were. Let's go back. We'll go in the time machine together. Come on in.
All right.
You were gay. I know that. You were. That was pretty gay.
Was really gay, dude.
Let's go in the gay time machine. You want to come in the gay time machine with me?
Eddie's so nervous.
Don't do it. Don't do it, dude.
Eddie's so nervous right now. He's
the
a big
gay time machine.
He's a big fan, Dane. He's a big fan.
I've been watching your cock for at least like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, even I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're off.
All right, anyways, Dane. Okay, so you're
back to when you were 23.
You're 23 years old, and did you go to college?
I did go to college.
And what did you get a degree in?
Film and video production.
Oh. Did you go to the Art Institute?
Ball State, right?
No, I went to Brooks Institute in Ventura.
Oh, okay. So you came out of that program and you realized that you wasted a lot of money and you needed to make some money, right?
Kind of. If you want the true story of why I got into the industry, it's about 45 seconds long to tell.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Yeah. Go ahead and lay it on us.
Okay.
Real quick, we have Dane Cross. He's joining us. He is a porn star at Dane Cross on Twitter, and he's about to tell us how he got in the industry. Go ahead, Dane.
All right. So, because I led a relatively sheltered life as a child, my father was a police officer, I had a lot of freedom, but I didn't do anything with it. So I didn't do drugs or alcohol or do anything for my teenage years. And because of that, when I got to college, I had all this freedom, and I went kind of off the deep end, and I started partying a lot, and I met my first real girlfriend like when I was 21, 22, and her and I did a bunch of drugs and went crazy together, and had like really bad relationship, codependent, co-enabling, and then my life fell apart. I was finishing up college. I had my like portfolio piece I never finished, which was like this travel show, which is a whole other thing. Anyhow, I broke up with her. I ended up committing myself to a mental institution because it was just so, my life was just shit at the time. Got out of there, broke up essentially with my girlfriend, but we stayed together. And I was looking on Craigslist and found an ad for amateur couples porn. And I found that. And we did our scenes together. And her and I then eventually split completely. She got with a new boyfriend, and I decided to stay in the industry so I could finish my travel show idea that I had in college.
All right, so that's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot you just laid on us.
Wasn't 45 seconds.
That is a ton, man. We could talk about that the rest of the night.
That was like two,
so
3 minutes.
You lived a childhood where you were pretty sheltered. You had a dad as a cop. Now, what kind of relationship did you have with your father? Did you ever see his flashlight?
Oh, nasty, man.
When I was a kid, it was traumatic. It was like, 4 years old, I accidentally saw him naked, and I never got that image out of my mind.
Was his mag light bigger than yours?
So Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I guess it would be similarly sized. I have no, don't wish to think about that, though.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask why you saw that. I guess we'll just...
Well, how?
I don't know. I was walked in on my dad in the shower or something like that.
And so. You know, it happens. It happens with kids, you know.
It happens. Yeah.
It happens. I mean, kids see their parents naked all the time. I'm not going to blame you for that.
Well, exactly. How did... Sorry about that. What was that?
Chris, what the hell's your problem? Do you know how to do an interview?
Just talk.
Just talk. Just
well, how did your parents take the news when they found out how you were making your living?
They took it pretty well. My whole family took it really well, actually.
Why? Why is that? Did they take it as well as your co-stars?
Oh,
nasty, or did they, dude. Man.
How'd they take it? I want to know.
they all take it really well. No, the thing is, going back to the brief time, because I went to college and I had all this other stuff going on, they took it well because they knew that this is not the end-all be-all. And the travel show actually became a success, and we're done with contract negotiations, and that's picking up and doing its own thing. So they know I have many other interests, and this is my life, and they respect it, and they know I have other things that I will go on to do.
So you're kind of like that that girl that gets into stripping because she wants to pay for college.
Yeah,
but there's really
kind
like,
of.
But you're the dude that gets into porn to find his dream.
Yeah.
I feel like this might be a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, I think so.
In 10 years.
Oh yeah, there's a story in there, I'm sure.
Dane Cross finding the courage to fuck.
Colon with his giant penis. sponsored by Red Bull.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Dane, so you have a... Well, I don't really want to talk about your travel show, to be honest with you, but I will have you back on to talk about that. I'm not going to lie. We will have you back on to talk about the travel show.
That is a huge fan, so...
But right now we want to talk about your porn career, but it's pretty impressive that you won the 2010 AVN Awards for Best Male Newcomer.
Yeah, it was last year. I also won XBiz and the Critics' Choice Award for the same category. So I swept the bodies that give awards.
Interesting. That's pretty cool.
Which is rare.
Well done, sir.
Good for you, man.
Thank you.
I mean, and you're not even like...
You slept your way to the top, didn't you?
Now, do you say to people that you don't intend on making a career in the industry because you haven't accepted the fact that you are in the industry yourself? I mean, is it something weird going on in your head, do you think?
No, I mean, I've made a career. I mean, of what I've done, I wouldn't be here today. It's just I want to switch careers. I don't want to keep doing this.
Why? What's wrong with being porn?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just I have other passions and things that ultimately interest me. So, porn has afforded me a second chance. It cleaned my life up and it got me back.
I want to go back to winning the awards. Now, when you're giving your acceptance speech, do you thank your mom and dad and grandma on that, or is it not that way?
I think they're proud of my accomplishments no matter what they are, including my porn awards.
Yeah, but
we don't talk about it.
When you're up in front accepting the award, do you thank the fans? You think, oh, yeah.
I
want to
thank my parents. They were a big inspiration.
Thank God.
How did the acceptance speech go?
Oh, no. I'm not going to thank my parents or whatever. No, I just thank the fans and AVN or XBiz or whoever it was at the time.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Those awards are kind of... I don't know.
Thank your co-stars for fucking taking a Red Bull.
They're kind of
up their twat.
The award shows for those awards are kind of lighthearted, aren't they? When people go up on stage, they're just kind of like, they don't take it too seriously. Am I right?
Some of them do. Some of them will cry and they'll thank God or they'll thank their parents, which that's a bit absurd. But okay.
I guess it's it's an industry. What about sites like YouPorn and all those free sites? Do you think that they kind of cannibalize on your profits?
YouPorn?
We created those sites.
Oh, wait. You work for Vivid? What company do you work for?
I work for a mall, but I'm saying like that marketing tactic or that the average, like the way that they do that is promoted through Bang Bros and a few other companies that started those tube sites. So it was a way to like upsell their own content while stealing everyone else's, and it just got out of hand. So now we're having to suffer through it. But yeah, I do think it takes away from the bottom line, but it's the reality of the industry, and we have to learn how to be more creative and recoup the profit in other ways.
All right,
go ahead, Chris.
Whoa.
I got a question for you.
Chris has a question. Here
you go. Do you have any advice for any young studs out there listening who think they, this is the dream job and they're feeling pretty confident about themselves and they want to try and bust into the biz? Any insider perspective on how they might go about that?
For one, if they like porn and it's porn to fantasy, don't do it, because once fantasy becomes reality, it's reality, and reality sucks most of the time. I'm not saying that porn sucks, but really just it's quite the difficult task to make a career out of porn. I'm fortunate and lucky in a lot of ways to do what I do, but if they really want to try it and attempt it and have no qualms about wanting to completely fail and embarrass themselves in front of a group of people and a girl, then do what I did. I looked on Craigslist or contact one of the few agencies that would take guys on that are new.
I don't think the industry is that safe, but Eddie, so I don't know.
Now, speaking of safety, you guys don't use condoms, right? Does that ever concern you?
We don't.
Does that concern
there's
you?
There's one company that shoots condoms, which is Wicked, and I shoot for them maybe once a month. No, it doesn't concern me. We're tested through one agency who, you know, we're not allowed to work with if we don't have this test, and that's every 3 weeks. Next to, like, Amsterdam, we're one of the most regulated people who have sex.
Well, what if you accidentally knock up one of these chicks?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't really. I guess they're on birth control. They have the
yeah, but you know how that works.
I don't know how that works.
I mean, it's not 100%. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's not my responsibility. We have enough. Like, we sign basically. Like,
yeah, the child would be your responsibility. Huh. I'm just saying.
I guess it's never come up to question. So.
Well, you should think about that. When you put your penis in a vagina, a baby can happen.
Huh. You know what else I learned in middle school? When you have sex with someone, you're having sex with everybody else they've had sex with.
Yeah, but he just explained they get tested every 3 weeks. Thanks for listening, Chris.
But still, he's had sex with guys because he's had sex with who she's had sex with.
What?
I think you missed the point.
Chris, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about, man?
What are you talking about?
I'm just joking.
That wasn't funny.
No, he's joking.
I'm all right, never mind. I'm flabbergasted.
Whatever. We can move on.
Dane, thanks for coming on the show. I mean, there's so much to talk to you about. Dane Cross, it is twitter.com. Is it / Dane Cross, I assume? Is
that how you get that? That's correct.
We do have some exclusive news.
Oh, yeah. We do have a scoop here. You want to... go ahead. What's coming up? Nobody else has this news. What's coming up for Dane Cross?
We have shooting at the end of this month, the 26th and 28th, is a porn parody of Tosh.0.
And you are directing that, right?
I'm directing. It's my directorial debut.
Very exciting.
Now, does Daniel Tosh know that you're doing this?
He is aware. We don't know what he thinks of it, but he's aware of the project. We have people that are close to him.
If he isn't a hypocrite, I'm sure he'll think it's hilarious.
I'm hoping it's not just a whole act that he puts on and he's some ultra conservative prick.
I would think he would have a cameo in this.
I could only hope and dream, but who knows?
You should reach out to him and do it.
Yeah, we're trying to reach out. We're trying to reach out to him and through our connections and see what happens. We're not asking for any endorsements by him, but we just want to let him know that, you know, we're parodying his show.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, man, especially since it's your directorial debut. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
so.
It's very exciting.
Good luck with that, man. That's probably what you wanted to do all along, is be behind the camera.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but I didn't want to do it until I had an idea that was worth shooting and would be fun and be challenging at the same time.
Okay, man, it's Dane Cross. He is an adult film star. You can check out his work by Googling him and checking out his many videos he has on the internet. And, of course, you can purchase his DVDs through who do you go through mostly?
I have no vested interest in the titles that once
Once they're out there, they're out.
I think
they're
buy
there.
Them anyway.
All right.
Or pirate them. I don't care.
Fair enough. That's Dane Cross.